to Egypt now, and a trial that activists and government critics hope will end what they see as a deeply rooted culture of police brutality. The case opened today in the northern port city of Alexandria, but as NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports, the noisy proceedings were cut short almost as soon as they began.
The three-judge panel called it a day less than an hour after the trial against two plainclothes policemen accused in the death of Khaled Said began here in Alexandria. Awad Suleiman and Mahmoud Salaheddin are charged with illegal arrest and use of excessive force, for which they face up to 15 years in prison. But many Egyptians, including the family of the victim, say the men and their superiors should be charged with murder. Witnesses say the two dragged Said away from an internet cafe here on June 6th after he refused to show them his ID. The witnesses say they saw the officers repeatedly slam the 28-year-old's head into nearby stone steps until he was dead. But the government claims Said choked to death on a packet of marijuana. The officer's lawyer, Ali Ged, says his clients had gone to arrest Said, for whom they had a warrant. The judges say their decision to delay the proceeding until September 25th was out of deference to a request from lawyers for the victim's family. But it is clear authorities were also concerned the trial might be overrun. The chants of angry protesters scuffling with tense, black-clad riot policemen could be heard through the courtroom windows. Frustrated observers in the courthouse also jostled with police, who refused to let them inside the already packed and sweltering courtroom. Inside the courtroom, the two accused officers, dressed in white prison uniforms, watched from behind the bars of a large cage as their lawyer and one for the victim's family offered a flurry of evidentiary motions. The victim's uncle, Dr. Ali Qasim, who attended the trial, says he feels sorry for the two men.
They were thrown in here as sacrificial lambs by their superiors, who are more responsible because they allowed the two to act with impunity and kill my nephew.
Qasim adds there won't be justice for his nephew or any other Egyptian until their government strips the police of its unchecked power. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News in Alexandria, Egypt.
This is NPR.